Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers are back at home for a weekend series starting Thursday against Arkansas. But before, Auburn will face South Alabama on Tuesday at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The Tigers and South Alabama start at 6 on Tuesday. You can watch that game. If you're not going to be there, you can watch that game live on War Eagle Plus, joined now by Tigers head coach Butch Thompson. Well, you knew going into the weekend it's a tough way to start Southeastern Conference play on the road and at Vanderbilt. Now, kind of a day to look back on it. Coach, give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time this morning really trying to offer solutions and you know, what are some strategies we can put in practice today. Every one of these weeks so far, we're 5 weeks into our season now, has been a learning experience. We've talked about that along the way, and this was our most negative or most trying lessons that we have to learn. But nonetheless, you know, my job is to continue to make this, a learning experience and to grow from it. And that's what we'll absolutely do. Vanderbilt, you know, 12 or 13 in a row wins. One of the hottest teams as a voter. I put them in at number 3 this morning. I think that's where they're going to come out. And in most polls, nothing's going to change. So, you know, we can be disappointed and frustrating and have all those emotions, but today you got to wake back up and figure out what's the 1, 2, or 3 things that we can do to absolutely make a impact to get better. And that's what we kind of choose to do. And because it won't change, you know, South Alabama, that'll be fun again tomorrow in Montgomery. We've enjoyed going over there during my time, and you know, we did it last week in Huntsville, a little shorter trip, but another great, you know, in-state opponent, which we've loved to do that. Huntsville was great. Montgomery be great tomorrow. And then again, you know, with our league, it's going to continue to be, we'll be talking for the next few weeks about a top 5 team, and we'll be talking about the number 1 team in the country coming in Arkansas.
The response of your ball club, Coach, interested to see how they respond after the tough weekend in Nashville.
Yep, they absolutely played. We played our hearts out. We understood the importance of, you know, you're going on the road in this league, and, you know, in 2013, I told them the story of up at the Winfrey at the SEC tournament of having a lunch down in the food court with Ray Tanner, who's now the AD, but had played for back-to-back national championships, played for a third 3 years in a row. And the goal was always to try to go on the road and win a game. And if you can win it early in the weekend, then you try to win a series. But, you know, we thought we could stay on course, at least with a challenging weekend of trying to get in yesterday. And our guys, I thought they played their hearts out. And again, the Vanderbilt team had the bigger inning, I guess, and wound up getting the entire series from us. But, that's a championship mentality. So we'll have to just regroup, try to make up for that down the road. But absolutely lock in and try to get ready for a number 1 team. And, you know, there's some things we can do catching wise. There's definitely got to be some things we look at on the mound. Offensively has been a huge strength for us. Vanderbilt did a good job of keeping us at bay, even though we competed in our bats. And then just fundamentally, defensively, we could have absolutely played better. So there's some real reasons to target and the reason why we came up so short. But at the same time, I know our guys have played a good collection of baseball, and we'll absolutely stay with them and try to get back at it tomorrow.
Evaluate Joseph Gonzalez's first start in a couple of weeks for you, Coach.
Well, from a health standpoint, I really felt good about it as we're watching the game. At the end of the day, you know, he gave up some hits like we did throughout the weekend and did not have a strikeout, but I thought his stuff, I thought the ball come out of his hand. Thought he was competitive, kept us in a game. They should have never scored the 2 runs in the second inning. We had a chance to get out of that inning defensively on a couple of what we'd think were routine plays and did not, and wound up giving up a couple there. But I thought he was great. We were going to run him about 65 pitches. I think we got 73 into the ball game. I really thought some of the pitches looked better than it did, you know, looked like it did before pre-surgery. So hopefully that was the right move by taking him out. Put him back in. Absolutely got to have him to keep growing and keep taking the ball once a week. And looks like we'll put him in there Saturday and try to bump him up a day and get him in here for this Arkansas series. So I was hopeful And hopefully we can build out and have a longer outing. Maybe we can get closer to the century mark with his pitch count and get deeper in a game if we can play a little better behind him. But I thought it was really positive.
Give us a preview of the South Alabama coach.
Yep. Just they play great at their park. You know, we're playing them in Montgomery, so that makes it a little different. But a good balance of left and right-handed ball club. Guys that have absolutely done it offensively. And pitched it. This is a club that was receiving votes for the top 25 here a couple of weeks ago. So I think they had a slower weekend like us. So we're both licking our wounds walking into Montgomery and both very, very interested in getting after it and coming back and finding the win column. So, but historically, there have been great matchups, played a bunch of games against these guys, and we always get their best.
And then Arkansas in town starting on Thursday, and we know about this program and likely to be the number one team in the country rolling in here on the weekend, Coach.
Yeah, they will be. They had a clean sweep of Missouri. So, you know, us, Missouri, and Georgia are three teams that are, you know, having to bounce back and do some things to get back in this thing. So I think it'll be good to be back home. Just hopefully we'll get a bunch of people out here to pull for us, get a little home field advantage. We kind of got a little bit of everything this weekend. We got a great opponent that was hot as a firecracker. Played on that surface. They had 17 hits again yesterday, but 15 of them were the single variety, just balls getting through and doing some things. Hopefully, you know, we'll be better by some adjustments and be better by being back home at Plainsman Park, even if it's the number one team. You know, we're still got a team that's thought of in the top 25 in every major poll. So hopefully, you know, this is, again, you know, we've learned all these different things about us from the top of having success, from going on the road and having success, from going on the road and getting nothing done, to playing at neutral parks. I still think this team has learned every lesson early on, as much as you can in 5 weeks, and we just have to continue to apply the good and the bad and continue to grow the club. But that's what we're going to get, and then we'll go to Texas A&M. That'll be another top five team the following week there as we get head to Easter. But our program continued to, as rich as it is and as well as we think of our program, you know, these are the next step for us. So we're disappointed because we think we can play with these guys, and we think we should play with those guys, and we think we have to play with those guys, with already knowing, you know, we knew that we were going to play the toughest schedule in the country, basically, and especially in our league by this early first month draw. So none of this can surprise us. We just have to get down and figure out the strategy that's going to help us be the best we can be to be competitive and win games.
You ask you about a couple of your guys and what they've done for you of late. Your midweek guy and Connor McBride, and I know that may change a little bit this week, but talk about what he has done for you with a 1-0 record and a 1.80 earned run average right now.
Well, he's been the starter that's gotten us off to the best start and got us deepest in the games, giving up the fewest hits. So he earns this right. It kind of gets it by default. I think it's a week or so earlier than we anticipated. But, you know, we had a bunch of guys out. And, you know, hopefully getting Bobby Pierce and Weiss back, Cooper Weiss back this week, that they can play back into their at-bats and get settled again. I think that hurt those guys being out. And others that run through a whole ball club, and hopefully we'll get it in and out. But it's not a talking point because, you know, we don't want to make that excuse. We held up good with it Tuesday and struggled over the weekend. And then McBride finally caught it. And we just feel like if he can only give us one or two innings tomorrow, let's go ahead and make the move on the short week turning into a Thursday series. So all we're doing is looking at, you know, those first 5 weeks and who's giving us the best starts. And we felt like, with this sickness, it's a good time to move McBride, and hopefully we can get him feet back underneath him. He can throw a light pin tomorrow and be ready to go Thursday would be the best way to attack it. And, you know, really his starts, you know, like last Tuesday versus Troy up in Huntsville, it was a really good start against a really good lineup. And I think a lot of Troy's lineup. So I don't think he was throwing against lesser opponents or anything throwing in the midweek, because everything was non-conference the first month. So I think he deserves a start, and I think it lines up the best to keep our pitching staff here. So that's why we're going to give him the opportunity on Thursday.
All right, then offensively for you, Cooper McMurray hitting 458 in his last 14 games with a 14 runs scored, 7 homers, 26 runs batted in for your big first baseman, Coach.
Yeah, an amazing leader. You know, Bobby was out for a week. I thought Cooper did a great job of stepping in there, and he's continued to have great at-bats. You know, I think the law of averages will hopefully work out at some point, but him, you know, his 2 home runs, he had 2 big home runs this week, weekend versus Vanderbilt. I hopefully they're going to turn into 2-run homers, 3-run homers, and they will. But he's just locked in. And even his left on left at bats, because we saw 2 really good lefty starters, and he still had an amazing at bats. And, you know, really I think about him, and I thought the guy right next to him the last 2 days got Saturday, Sunday starts was Jovan Hernandez. It's hung in there, got 5 hits over 2 days. We hopefully that's a sign of something positive to come for us as well.
All right, Tuesday against South Alabama in Montgomery. That's a 6 o'clock start. Then remember, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, 6 o'clock on Thursday, 6 o'clock on a Saturday. And the Tigers and the Razorbacks wrap up the series on Saturday afternoon at 2. Coach, wish you all the best. Thank you for the visit. War Eagle.
Always War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball.